With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A council appointed by Governor Steve Bullock released a list of recommendations for the state to address climate change and reduce greenhouse gases this week. The Climate Solutions Council consists of a diverse collection of stakeholders from different state agencies, energy utilities, and climate advocacy groups. Alex Sackerson, a Missoula-based freelance journalist, covered the council's drafting process for Montana Free Press. We talked to him about that coverage. You wrote in your article that the panel rolled out the draft recommendations during a two-day meeting in January in Missoula. So what did the council express as the ways that climate change is manifesting in Montana and how Montanans are feeling that effect?
Anytime you get this diverse a collection of viewpoints and experiences in a council of this nature, I think you're going to get a lot of different views on how immediate the threat is, how immediate the action needs to be, how this climate crisis is impacting people and to what extent. There were a lot of questions raised or a lot of points raised about community health concerns, not just physical health due to our wildfire seasons. I think that, the wildfire season a couple years ago and the smoke in Sealy Lake, it kind of underscored the serious health impacts that climate change can have. But I there was also a cognizance of the mental health impacts, and then of course the economic impacts to tourism, to small business, to everybody across the spectrum.
What ideas did they have for reducing carbon emissions?
That actually gets to an interesting point that a few of the council members and what public comment there was both days touched on, which was that only a portion of these recommendations directly address greenhouse gas emission reductions. A lot of what the council's recommendations around greenhouse gas reductions focused on were renewable energy incentives or a lot of updates or audits to the current electrical grid in Montana. And a lot of these recommendations on that directly address greenhouse gas reductions, generated some questions from members of the council. And I'm thinking specifically of the recommendation to increase the net metering cap from 50 kilowatts in the state to the number that was thrown out by the council during their deliberations that didn't wind up going into the recommendations was 250. And that got some pushback from David Hoffman with Northwestern Energy and from the energy co-ops or electrical co-ops here in the state, mostly due to net metering being an ongoing legislative conversation as well. So,
yeah, and speaking of the need for more discussion, you pointed out in your article that there was a talk towards the end about tax breaks and incentives offered to renewable energy and reclamation sectors.
Quite a few of these recommendations are built around creating incentives. Al Ekblad actually raised the point during the second day's deliberations, as more and more of these recommendations were focusing around incentives for renewable energy or incentives for communities or incentives for individuals to invest in renewable energy at the small home scale. This idea that anytime the state offers an incentive of that sort, in Ekblad's words, there's a loser somewhere in the political process. We've seen this with budget discussions in the legislature in recent years where, someone, some program, some department winds up getting hit when you're trying to distribute money across the board in Montana and, increasing the number of incentives towards, a more climate friendly future seem to have touched off a conversation about, well, where are these where's this money going to come from? If we're not increasing tax revenues, where are we going to get the money to fund these incentives without, you know, hitting the Department of Ed or hitting the Department of Health and Human Services? I mean, someone's going to, as Ekblad said, be the loser somewhere in this process, unless there's an added conversation about where do we generate more state revenue to fund these initiatives.
That was Alex Sackerson with the Montana Free Press speaking with Yellowstone Public Radio News. You can find a link to his full report on our website at ypradio.org.